Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick.
Nick, how you doing? This is Bill Graziano.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for getting back to me. How are you?
No problem. I was around loud equipment. I couldn't answer the phone.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. yeah. We're still working on it. You know, I'm trying a different angle with putting Augustine as the primary borrower. That's why I had Michelle get the app, because I don't know if anyone's kind of gone over this with you recently, but your credit score came back as a 483.
Mine personally? Wow.
Yeah. So Augustine's was 583. So I think we're going to have some.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You want me to send you a copy of it just so you can see what's going on there? Maybe there's something you're missing?
Got to be something. I know my credit was down a few years back, but I thought I was built it back up. I use that Credit Karma.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what that is. I use that, and it tells me 580. It's as low as 480, huh?
Yeah, so there's three credit bureaus, right? And we use Experian. That's who we have our relationship with. And they're usually in the middle. So I'll send you a copy, because maybe there's something. I don't know if Credit Karma is.
There might be stuff on there that's been paid off, and it's killing me.
Yeah, there's something. I feel like that's the case. But it's kind of where we're at. So I'm hoping for a last-minute approval today, but it might be realistic that tomorrow morning around 11 a.m. your time, I'll have something. So I had just resubmitted with Augustine as a primary, and I'm just waiting on the response. And I sent him in the tax lien release, because that's still not showing that it's released on the credit report. And I think that's one of the things, too. So, I mean, the tax lien has been released, but it's still on the credit report as open. So,
right.
Yeah, so it just causing some delays.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to get out from underneath that. It's just the way my business is I sell so much in a month in the state of Massachusetts, you have to file it and pay it right away. And it's like I'm using whatever I have to keep, you know, payroll going, to keep fuel going. And when December comes, I'm not spending, and I'll be outstanding $650,000, and I'm not spending anymore, and then I can start paying everything down. But, like, with the sales tax, they wound up putting a lien on it, and then we paid it right off afterwards, after the lien came over, because I didn't have the money.
Yeah.
That's kinda, it's just, so I'm thinking to move forward, if I can borrow this money, pay that sales tax, have a little bit left over so that when it comes due, we can pay it, you know, cause sometimes it can be up to like $15,000 to $20,000 in sales tax.
Mm.
And, you know, that's a lot. That's just
pulled
right out of your cash flow, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year, when we start catching up like that, when we start pulling the money back in, then we can pay everything back. That's like everything that you guys offer, you know what I mean? There's not like a payoff penalty or anything like that. Everything you guys offer is everything that I'm looking for, so I'm hoping this really works out. Because then I'll get away from that, you know, tax lien crap that's going on. That, with a credit of 480, and then you get a tax lien, I look completely bad. But, you know, successfully, we've been in business for going on our fourth year. Every year, we've been able to grow larger and stronger. And, you know, we're in a good spot in Boston, I'll tell you that. We get a lot of business here. And, you know, I really hope it goes through, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's not like I need that money for anything other than just that, you know what I mean? Just to make my credit look better.
Yeah, no, I hear you. We're working on it. I know you hadn't heard from me in a couple of days. I know. Michelle and I emailed yesterday, but with the long weekend and everything, and I think I tried to reach you on Friday, so it felt like forever since we talked. So I wanted to give you a call and let you know. We're still working on it. We're just a little behind. So we're trying some. We have so many programs. We're just trying to do some different things and get you the best possible approval.
Sure.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to it. If I hear something in the next hour, I'll give you a ring. Otherwise, I'll wait till tomorrow morning.
Okay. Thanks, Nick.
You got it, Bill. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.